So I'm looking at limits to growth and what do you do about it. So building resilience in an era of limits to growth, because it's not just one limit we're facing, it really is an era of limits. So limits in many different ways, resources and finance and climate and environment's ability to absorb waste streams. There are many limiting factors that we're reaching all at the same time. But it's important to know which are the ones that you have to be aware of first, which are the ones that happen first, what time frame do different things unfold over, so that we can prioritize what we're going to prepare for. There's different things that act over different times. You have to know which to prepare for first. Finance is the first limit that we're going to be facing, because finance is virtual. Things that are virtual rather than grounded in the real world have really short times for change. And it tends to be an area that people don't understand so well. We're told it's terribly complicated. Don't worry your little head about it. Just let us look after it. So the foxes constantly want to look after the hen house, if you like. It's not that complicated. There's no reason that people shouldn't be able to understand how the financial system works. And we need to, because there are some very significant limits coming in the world of finance sooner rather than later. So why does it matter if we're about to have a financial accident? What difference does it make? If money is virtual, you would think, well, it can go away, and maybe we'd be better off since it's the root of all evil anyway. But unfortunately, the world doesn't work like that. Money does serve some very significant functions in society. And if we don't have those functions being served, then very real-world consequences will follow from that.